This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWIP. Today I'm talking with Kathy Gagne of the NTSB. She was the leader of the recently completed project to develop 5 safety alerts for general aviation. Like many of the NTSB staffers, Kathy has an aviation background with a degree from Embry-Riddle, and she flies a Bonanza. Kathy, so thanks for joining us today. And to start out, I guess one question we had is that we always hear from pilots when we talk about these kind of studies that the ones who really need this information aren't necessarily the ones who are getting it. They're not the ones who are reading our publication or going to safety seminars. So I'm wondering how this information gets disseminated and if you have any ideas, if the strategy is effective or other ideas to make sure that the people who need to learn are the people who are being reached.
You know, we had a lot of discussion about that in-house because I think, you know, our general attitude was the folks who voluntarily come to safety seminars or watch one of our board meetings or read our accident report, they probably already have a pretty healthy attitude towards safety. And the safety alerts are, they're just little 3-page handouts, and of course they're accessible on our webpage. But we also make them available in print format when we go to outreach, or we can drop them off at a flight school. And so what we would like to do with the safety alerts is to combine them with some videos that our public affairs department is producing to try and have kind of a more engaging visual tool to direct pilots out to the safety alerts. And the safety alerts themselves are really an outreach tool to help direct pilots to other safety resources that are already available on the web.
So can you tell me a little bit more about these videos and when they'll be available and what kind of content they'll have?
They cover the same subject matter as the safety alert, but they feature the air safety investigators kind of giving their perspective on the issue and what the investigators would hope that pilots would learn from what the investigators do in their day-to-day work. And I think they're hoping to have a rollout within the next couple of months, and there's going to be 5 videos total, one for each safety alert topic. And they'll remain available on our website for pilots to see in the future. So it's almost like an outreach that stays available at all times for pilots to take a look at.
And I was wondering, too, a little bit about how does the NTSB come up with these results? You know, where does all this information come from that you narrow it down to these 4 things for pilots and 1 for mechanics?
Well, general aviation safety was put on the NTSB's most wanted list back in 2011, and what that did is it identified general aviation safety as an advocacy priority for our agency. So last year we had the General Aviation Safety Forum Climbing to the Next Level in June, which we had industry and academia and other federal agencies come talk to us about GA safety and the problems and strategies for trying to get the accident rate down. Coming out of that forum and then kind of mining our own data, we looked at what were the top 5 occurrence categories for fatal GA accidents in the personal sector. And we focused on the personal flying sector because that's kind of the vast majority of GA flying activity, and that's where most of the accidents are. So we're kind of looking at personal flying in the fixed wing realm. And so the top 5 occurrence categories there were loss of control in flight, which is actually kind of a big bucket because that's everything from your stick and rudder VFR stall in the airport traffic pattern all the way to spatial disorientation in IMC. Number 2 was controlled flight into terrain. Again, another weather accident. System component failure, power plant ranked 3rd, and then system component failure, non-power plant was 5th, and then unintended flight to IMC was 4th. So out of those top 5, we tried to group them according to mitigation strategies to develop the safety alert.
So if pilots do want to be safer and they want to get better educated and learn more about how to avoid accidents and be a safe pilot, what kind of resources does the NTSB have available?
The safety alerts themselves contain hot links that can be clicked that head out to other resources on the NTSB page. For example, the reports for the specific accident cases that are featured in the safety alerts, or even our public dockets, which our public dockets are linked and clickable now, so that if a pilot wants to find out more information about an accident other than just what they see in that summary report there, they can go into the public dockets now, see the photos, see some of the other reports that the investigators compiled and some of the background information on the investigations that used to be something that you had to, you know, write into our public affairs department to get access to, and they can click and get that now. The safety alerts also link out to other safety resources produced by other federal agencies or even industry.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And is there anything else you'd like to add for our AvWeb listeners?
Well, other than just to encourage them to go take a look, even the board meeting that we just held to adopt the safety alert was a little bit different than the typical board meeting. We had 8 air safety investigators participating, representing all of our regions. So we had even one investigator from the Alaska office, a couple from Western Pacific and Central and Eastern. They all participated, and because we were presenting an outreach-type product, they were able to get really personal in terms of how important this issue is to them and how they feel about their daily work and what they would really like pilots to learn from what they're doing every day. So it was kind of an exciting type of board meeting for us all to participate in. And excerpts from the board meeting are available on the NTSB website as well if pilots want to go take a look and kind of hear about the issue straight from our investigators who, you know, not only work in the industry, but they're a part of the DA community and they really care about safety. And I think that's an important thing for pilots to see that, you know, they're not these bureaucrats that go out and collect data. It may be the person who's camped next to you at Oshkosh or Fun and Fun. They care about GA, they're part of GA, and I think we're all really excited to participate in this project.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Kathy. And again, all of these resources can be accessed on the NTSB website at ntsb.gov.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.